The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord Jesus, we are hungry and thirsty and in need of the bread that endures. Be that bread for us this morning. Amen. Well, good morning. How are you? I really am asking that question seriously. You don't need to answer it out loud, but I would like you to ponder for yourself for just a moment an honest answer. When I ask, "How are you?" While preparing to preach today, I have been pondering and wondering about the people who would be gathered here in person and those who would be with us online. And I'm wondering how you are, really. I'm going to take just a little bit of a sidestep for a moment and ask that you go with me. I've mentioned before that I have a coach. His name is Mark Anschutz. He's a retired priest with a long and vibrant ministry in a number of big city churches. I am indebted to him for walking the journey of my ministry with me for over 13 years. We talk once a month by phone, and it always begins much the same way. I place the call. Mark answers the phone with just my name. We have a brief exchange. He prays. And then he asks the same few questions. How are you with God? How is your family? How are you physically and mentally? How is St. James and your ministry? For various reasons, he knows some of you by name. Don't be scared. It's all good. Today, on August 1st, 2021, I'm wondering the same questions about each of you that my coach so often asks me. How are you with God? How's your family? How are you mentally and physically? How is your ministry, your work? I know that your answers would be varied. Some of you are great. Some of you probably not so much. Some of you have had vacation like I have. Some are preparing to go. Some need a vacation but won't get one. Want to share a discovery with you, having just returned myself. I knew going into it that I was tired and depleted. I don't think I knew how tired or how depleted. I think that lots of us have been powering through the last 20 months. Our adrenaline, no doubt, has been high. Our defenses have had to be strong. We've been pivoting and then pivoting again, dealing with lots of things we never imagined, and then dealing with more. Not only has the pandemic impacted us, but the state of the world seems to be cycling more and more into something that is almost unrecognizable. And it takes its toll on us. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and on our relationships. The Center for Action and Contemplation sends a daily online meditation, and a week ago today, the meditation began with a quote from Richard Rohr that describes so well where we are. Living in a transitional age such as ours is scary. Things are falling apart. The future is unknowable. So much doesn't cohere or make sense. We can't seem to put order to it. This is the postmodern panic. It lies beneath most of our cynicism, our anxiety, and our aggression. End of quote. So many things do seem to be falling apart. The future feels unknowable, and so much doesn't make sense. Where do we turn? And what do we do? Listen to another of this week's daily meditations from the Center for Action and Contemplation, this from the author Barbara Holmes. In the midst of devastating crises, we are asked to do the counterintuitive. When the times call for anxiety, flight, or fight, we are asked to allow for the possibility of contemplative refuge, respite, and renewal. To slow down and be still is to allow both the source of our troubles and options for recovery to emerge. End of quote. In the midst of devastating crises, we are asked to do the counterintuitive. What Holmes is suggesting is that instead of holding on to anxiety or going on the attack or heading for the hills, that the way forward is to get quiet, to be still and listen and expect there to be new insight and for new possibilities to emerge, insight and possibilities. But the key is that these insights, these new possibilities, can only come from God. Which means that where we turn is to God. And what we do is to attend first to our connection with God. The crazier it gets around us, the quieter and more connected we need to be in here. I want to make a suggestion. We're at the very beginning of August, with another month of long, luxurious light, perhaps a different rhythm to our days. This could be the perfect time to take a deep breath. To step back, even if all you have is a brief moment, that's all God needs, to ask the question to yourself, how am I doing? And then listen for the answer. It may surprise you. If you find that you are out of balance or depleted in some area of your life, consider making some changes beginning first thing in the fall. This has been a heck of an 18-month period. Some of us may be way more stressed or overwhelmed, more tired than we realized. And borrowing the words of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we might be feeling tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind and wave. If we stop and pay attention, even briefly, we might just discover a whisper or a nudge or an invitation to recalibrate. For the sake of our own well-being, for the sake of those closest to us, for the sake of our work, our ministry, and certainly for the sake of the wider world. A related question to ask whenever we are stressed or stretched is, to what am I turning for nourishment to feed me and fill me up again? Remember Jesus' caution in John's gospel today. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. So often we turn to sources of energy and nourishment that do not have the capacity to genuinely feed us. So Jesus reminds us, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the true bread that endures. There is a reminder here, an invitation to us to seek God more deeply, to feed on the true bread, what the psalmist describes as the bread of angels, knowing that what God provides is food enough for us. If in answer to the question, how are you, you have to say with all honesty that you are in need of some adjustment, consider what practice might help you connect more deeply to Jesus. What reading or study might help you feed on the bread that is life? What fellowship might provide food from heaven itself? This transitional age, as Richard Rohr describes, needs people and people of faith who consistently bring a message that is different than cynicism, anxiety, or aggression. But we cannot do that if we ourselves are empty. William Broderick, in a little poem, describes the unique role that people of faith have at a time such as this, and he uses the imagery of candles. His poem. We have to be candles, burning between hope and despair, faith and doubt, life and death, all the opposites. That is the disquieting place where people must always find us. And if our life means anything, if what we are goes beyond the monastery walls, and I would add the church walls, and does some good, it is that somehow by being here at peace, we help the world cope with what it cannot understand. That is what we do. We help the world. We help each other cope with the things we cannot understand. But we don't do that on our own strength. We don't do it with our own wisdom or our own persistence. We are only able to hold the center when we are deeply fed by the bread of life, which is Jesus. I want to close with a description of how this happens, which is, again, a quote from author Barbara Holmes from this week's Daily Meditations. Holmes says this: the boundaries between this life and the life beyond are permeable, and our power is not seated in what is bestowed by politicians and society, but to everyone willing and ready to recognize the moves of an active Holy Spirit by being receptive to the things that we don't understand. We fling open the center of our being to the mysteries of the divine. End of quote. My friends, consider taking some time before the fall to ponder how you might fling open the center of your own being to the mysteries of the divine and be nourished by the bread that only God can give, so that you can be present, helping others to cope with all those things that we cannot now understand. Amen.
Thank you.
are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.